ABC Radio Australia.
Starting May 17th, a new two-way travel bubble will allow New Zealanders to travel to Cook Islands without going into 14 days of quarantine or a pre-departure COVID-19 test. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the arrangement is now possible with safety measures in place to help Cook Islands respond to an outbreak.
Making sure that that PCR testing, the ability to undertake a large number of tests on the Cook Islands, is in place and that training has been undertaken. That there's good contact tracing support and public health support. We consider it very likely that if there were an outbreak, that we would likely send some of our health people to the Cook Islands to help manage any outbreak, and we would look to try and reduce its impact, and that may mean bringing people back.
The arrangements might also open the door to Australians to visit by using the Trans-Tasman bubble to go to New Zealand before heading to Cook Islands. And the news is being welcomed by Cook Islands' business community, with the economy heavily reliant on international tourists. Liana Scott is the president of the Cook Islands Tourism Industry Committee and also the general manager for the Moree Beach Club Hotel. She joins me on the line now from Rarotonga. Kia ora, Liana.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you on the show this morning. Liana, it's been a long wait for this travel bubble to be announced. What was your reaction to yesterday's announcement?
Gosh, I think myself and other members of the tourism industry, just huge relief. We're quite elated to see something happening. We know that it's still a long road ahead for recovery, but certainly it's so nice to be able to have some momentum happening, especially when our GDP and our economy relies so much on tourism itself.
In Jacinda Ardern's press conference, she suggested that Australians could theoretically travel to the Cooks via New Zealand. How important is it for tourism operators in the Cooks to have that access to the Australian market?
Yeah, I mean, Australia is our second biggest market when we were operating pre-COVID. So it makes sense that that's the next destination. Also, at the moment, we used to have a Sydney direct flight out of Australia. So we've certainly got a connection already with the Australia market. I know Fiji's been having a hard time just with some outbreaks there, but we've been very lucky and we've been very cautious and we've been very stringent with our open and closed borders and who we allow in. So I think certainly Australia wouldn't be too far behind at all.
Now, the travel bubble is meant to kick off on May 17th, so just under 2 weeks from today. Are tourism operators ready? Are they prepared for this to get going?
Gosh, it's so funny you say that, because I have, spoken to a few just to see how they're getting on, and we've had like a year to be ready. So it's not that we're not ready. I think what happens usually in small communities where most of our food product is either air freighted or sea freighted, look, we might not have Vegemite for the first few weeks for breakfast, or we may not have a particular cereal that you're used to, but we certainly got a lot else. So certainly the readiness is there. Operators are looking forward to getting some form of normality, some form of, servicing guests like we're used to. So anything that's not ready is really just, it's just kind of camouflage. It's easily resolved. So there's lots of alternatives out there. For sure. We're looking forward to it so much.
Well, that's definitely an issue, because last week on Pacific Beat, I was talking to a Cook Islands journalist who was talking about the fact that there was a ship who was just offshore of the Cooks, and they had like the egg supply essentially for Cook Islands. And I know that it's
arrived. Yes. We ran out of the strangest things. I think two Christmases ago, we ran out of Best Food mayonnaise, which is like a staple here in the islands. And then, another month, there'll be maybe more consumption of tomato sauce than normal. So it's quite normal to run out of things in the in the Pacific when we are governed by sea freight and air freight. And it's been even more difficult because we've just had the two flights coming in and out of the Cooks, and it's been a smaller aircraft, so it's not the wide-bodied one that can take more air freight. So look, if there's anything unique that you need, maybe bring it with you. apart from that, I think the island is pretty well serviced.
Yeah, wonderful. And I understand as well, just from that chat with the Cook Islands journalist, that there is a pancake stall, I understand, that's very popular down on the wharf. Have you visited that? Have you eaten these very famous pancakes, apparently?
Oh my gosh, I tell you what, we might not have tourists, but we certainly have so many operators, you know, because people sort of got on the wage subsidy, or everyone was getting minimum wage with nothing coming in revenue-wise, so they had to find other ways of making money. So one of the big moves was, of course, to everything we love, which is food, and she makes the most delicious pancakes with different toppings, but there's, you know, real fruit ice cream that's available now, and there's just people started to get a little more entrepreneurial. There's a lot more agricultural produce out there. There's some vegetables I've never seen in my life before that sort of come out of the woodworks. Recently, they had a hot chili competition. Like, we're not generally chili eaters here in the island, but chili is the new fad and everyone's making chutneys. And there's that sort of, you know, silver lining to COVID that certainly has come about. And it's a really nice community feeling here in the islands.
Yeah, lovely. So it sounds like once that travel bubble kicks off, visitors and tourists could be in for some very delicious and culinary exciting times. I definitely, if I could travel over there, would be getting in there to try all that food. It sounds amazing. You're listening to Liana Scott. She's the president of the Cook Islands Tourism Industry Committee, also the general manager for Moree Beach Club Hotel. Liana, there has been some concerns that Cook Islanders have actually been leaving the island in droves because of the economic impact of COVID-19, not enough jobs to sustain people who need the work. Is this something that's affected your own operation?
I think definitely it will have an impact to the labour force here in the island. So what normally would happen, or what was happening, is that able Cook Islanders were going one way to New Zealand to work seasonally in some of the factories and fruit picking where there was a big shortage. That has left a little bit of a gap here in the islands. But I think what will happen naturally is people would sort of band together, and it just means that they'll be able to, or they'll have to perhaps work a few more shifts than they're normally accustomed to, or sharing of expatriate staff is another possible avenue we're looking at, just to ensure that none of the service levels drop down. Generally, if we need staff as well, we would import them from Fiji, Philippines, Indonesia. All those countries are really out of reach right now. So we're really trying to, we're just going to need to adapt, to be innovative, and to bring communities together. So it's funny because right now it seems like the silver lining for me is that I have a little bit more of a life, and I know that is coming to an end very soon, where I may be required to work, you know, in the restaurant or wherever is necessary. So I think we're accustomed to being fluid, and you just do what you need to do, really.
And obviously people are extremely excited to have this travel bubble opening up in just under 2 weeks' time, especially all the tourism operators. However, Palau's president, Sarungal Whips Jr., has shared a bit about his own travel bubble with Taiwan, between Palau and Taiwan, and that has actually been a little bit underwhelming. They expected more people, but they've just had around 300 tourists come through from Taiwan. Is there a danger that Cook Islanders could be putting too much of their hopes on this New Zealand travel bubble, or do you expect large numbers?
I think to start with, we're under no illusion that it might be a slow start. You know, people need to have a bit more confidence in travelling somewhere. You know, we're quite excited to be partnering up with New Zealand, because we know that they're very stringent with their travel policy and with COVID, and the same with Australia to a certain extent, you know, with the lockdowns and things like that when necessary. I don't know. You know, you're heading into New Zealand and Australia's winter. That's usually our peak time. Some of the accommodators here that have held on for so long have rented long term, so that sort of pulls them out of the market. I don't know. I think that instinctively I'm getting the feel that we are going to have a shortage of accommodation available during peak times, like the school holidays and those sorts of times. But, I mean, you know, it is still very much a buyer's beware travel arrangement. And if people only have certain amount of time in terms of their leave, then maybe they would be a bit cautious traveling. In saying that, this could be around a long time as well. So I think people, what we're finding with our bookings, which definitely spiked yesterday afternoon and evening up until this morning, is that the ones that had sort of booked, you know, 4, 5, 6 nights are now looking at the 7, 8, 9. And I think they really want to say, look, if I'm coming there, I'm going to make the most of the time that I've got there. I'm going to make sure I have a good enough time on the island. And I'll even make the trip to Aitutaki because I've got a little bit more discretionary spend because I haven't used it in other avenues. So I don't know. It's really hard to call, but I think, you know, we're only a small island, a small population. You know, we get probably 130,000 tourists a year to 150,000 at our max capacity. So, you know, when you're comparing that to other destinations travelers can go to, we're still pretty small in the big scheme of things. So I'm quietly optimistic.
Well, as you said, you know, we are coming into winter here in Australia and New Zealand. This morning when I woke up, it was 10 degrees and pouring with rain, and it was terrible. So a holiday to the Cook Islands sounds absolutely delightful. So we'll definitely be keeping across this, and we'll have to check in with you in about 2 weeks' time to see how it all goes. But best of luck with that travel bubble, Liana. Thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
Awesome. Thanks, hon.